you. The call is now being recorded. Please go ahead.
Thank you very much. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening. This is the STIC-HOES PDP Working Group call on Tuesday, 11th December. On the call today, we have Wilson Abigaba, Mark Anderson, Roy Balisti, Ilya Bazenyakov, Amar Elsad, Alan Greenberg, Volk Grayman, who will normally only be on Adobe Connect, Caroline Hoover, Steve Metalitz, Mikey O'Connor, Norm Ritchie, Tim Ruse, and Jennifer Wolf. We have apologies from Titi Akinsanmi, Don Blumenthal, Susan Proser, Frederic Guimot, and Avery Doria. From staff, we have Marika Connings, Barry Cobb, Glenda Saint-Géry, and myself, Julia Chauvelin. I would like to remind all participants to please state your name before speaking for transcription purposes. Thank you very much, and over to you.
Thanks, Julia, and welcome all to the weekly call of the STIC-HOES Working Group. As you can see in the agenda, we're going to just touch bases on outreach to the ACs and SOs. I think most of the call today is going to be breaking into the mechanics of sort of breaking into groups and getting started on the real work. I'm hoping that by the end of the call today, we'll have folks organized enough that we can really get going on doing work instead of thinking about doing work. We'll touch the technical experts group conversation there towards the end and then talk about our next meeting. Is there anything that anybody'd like to add to that agenda and or update us on their statements of interest? Okay. Marika, I'm going to toss the ball to you and let you sort of give us an update on where we're at. I saw the request for comments go out, at least to some of the constituencies that I'm a member of, so I know that we're underway there. Do you want to fill us in on where we're at?
Yeah, this is Marika. So following last week's call, I think there were a couple of minor changes that were agreed upon, and following that, we've sent it out to the different GNSOs, stakeholder groups and constituencies, as well as the outreach message to the different SO ACs. I think taking the 35 days, I think, took us to, I believe, the 9th of January. So we've given that as a deadline, clearly noting as well that if people need more time, that they should just indicate that and provide us with that feedback so we actually know when or if to expect something from the different groups. So that's all on track. And maybe if you can just encourage everyone, all the members here on the call, to work with your respective stakeholder group and groups and constituencies to hopefully get some input together for the group to consider.
Julia, I have a brain teaser for you. Can you check with the operator and see which line is making? Oh, the line noise went away. Thank you. And for the rest of us, can you please mute when you're not speaking? We've got a fair amount of background noise on the call today, and it would help to mute your lines so that we can hear each other. Thanks. Any thoughts or reactions from the group about the announcement that went out? I think the message from me would be, for sure, encourage your respective constituencies to contribute. We're definitely in fact-gathering mode, and the more facts, the better. I won't retrace all of the conversations we've had about this, but it would be good to get information from the constituencies and stakeholder groups. Any other thoughts before we move on to the next thing? All right. Well, many thanks to Marika and Barry, who filled in last week while Marika was taken away from us. I think we're off to a good start on that. The next chunk is what I'm sort of expecting to spend most of the call on today, and that's these groups. What you see on the screen in front of you is sort of who signed up for what, and I'm going to give you just a few more minutes to look at that, and then I'm going to switch over to my little mind map because I've done some looking at those lists and some thinking about merging the groups together. And I have some questions for you. And then while we're talking about this, let me give you a bit of a sort of prelude. I'm hoping that each of these groups will meet somehow. Not all of them, but, you know, say the first four or five will kick off on this call. And because there's not a whole lot of overlap between some of these groups, I'm hoping that they will have some sort of conversation between now and next week's call, and that we will actually have started working. And so what this is sort of like is that process in school where we divide into groups to work on term papers together. And I'm hoping that we can actually get going on that. So a lot of this is about the logistics of how that's going to work. So somebody's still not muted. Can we tell who that is, Julia? And then... there we go. That's a bit better. Okay, so I've given you enough time to sort of scroll through. I'm going to take that away.
Mikey, is that a document you've sent out already, or is that new?
Yeah, Marika, this is the poll that went out. Marika, I think, sent it to the list earlier this week.
Okay, sorry. If not,
you know, we can always send it again. I can't remember if it's on the wiki. If it's not, maybe we should push it out to the wiki somewhere and announce that. Yeah. Maybe if folks want to read along, Marika, could you find the link and post it into the chat while I switch over to the see that Marika, she is so together. Okay, so there's the little mind map. Let me see how it looks. I think that's readable. It's always a trade-off between what you can see and the size of the text. So let me know if it's not too good either way. But I'm going to sort of focus us in on this top part of the set of issues, the framing issues and the technical issues, because I think that what we should probably do is get those underway first and sort of wait until we've got our work underway on these and also a conversation with this group of experts that we are actually making quite good progress in assembling before we dive into the policy issues. And so what I did, and I'm now going to perhaps bewilder. Yeah, this is too big. I got to come down one notch. Let me know if this text is too small. Because what I did, I think I'm going to have to do this one group at a time, is I went through the same thing that is in that document that Marika just posted the link to. And I looked at them to see how much overlap there is between the people who signed up. So here's the secret code to what's going on. The people whose names are in bold only signed up for the group that's listed, whereas people who are in normal size text signed up for more than one. And so that said to me that, so on this list, for example, Steve, Ray, Amr, and Titi signed up for this group amongst the first few groups, and this will make more sense as I go a little bit deeper in. And to me that meant that if I did something, I wanted to pay a special attention to the needs of the folks who only signed up for that group, because it seemed to me that that might mean that there was they had an especial interest in that group. And that got important when we got down into some of these other groups. I'm hoping this is going to fit on the screen. I'm going to have to come down another notch. Can you still read that, or is it too small? I'm gonna follow Jonathan's idea and hide this note for a minute and make this a little bit bigger. That might help. That helps, at least on my screen. Hopefully it helps on the rest of yours as well.
Mikey, if you can do it, just if you can make the left part disappear, because it's not really adding anything and it's taking a quarter of the space.
Let me try this full screen button. I've never tried this before. Now, what it will do is it will eliminate my ability to hear people's comments on chat. You know, so if you want to jump in the queue, just interrupt me while I talk. But if I do that, that makes it a bit bigger. Maybe we'll go there for a little while and then come back. And I can see the messages in the chat. So go ahead and just type in the chat.
I didn't see anything happening on my side when you did that, Mikey.
Oh, well, then maybe that's a local thing. So maybe what happens is, let me see if I can now. Oh, I've now gotten myself into a pickle because I can't undo what I just did to myself. I know. So I'm going to leave it the way it is. But if you go and look at the share window that I just made bigger, up there in the top, there's a button that says full screen. And I clicked that, and it filled the whole screen. That made it even bigger. And Jonathan is there in the chat saying the same thing. But it only works for your local copy. So when I went to full screen, I didn't take the rest of you with me. So if it's still too small, that's an option for you. Sorry to take us off topic there, but what this does is it finally lets me see the whole analysis that I did. And so what you can see is that I combined two topics, data escrow and stability, on I think it was Tim's suggestion, but I can't really remember. Anyway, I'll give Tim credit for it. And the reason I have question marks is because a lot of people signed up for both. Alan, Carol, and Tim signed up for both groups, so presumably combining them would be fine with them. What I wanted to do was check with Christopher George, Jeff Newman, and Fred to see if it was okay with them to do this. So, Chris, you're on the call. I'm going to put you on the spot and ask you, would it be all right with you if we combined these two topics into one, or did you see them as different enough? And the reason I'm asking you is because you only signed up for one, and I just want to see whether, in your view, it would be all right to combine these.
I think they can be combined. I mean, they're not obviously they're not identical. But there's a little overlap, and if they're combined, if there's things that don't completely overlap, I don't think that's a big deal.
Okay. Well, that's the kind of feedback that I was looking for, and you're the only one on the call that can answer that question on this one. So I think that the fact that we have your thoughts is okay, plus the other folks who signed up together, Alan, Carolyn, and Tim, I'm going to go ahead and treat that as a done deal. And then if the group runs into trouble, Tim's on the call, Alan's on the call, Carolyn's on the call, so you, the four of you can hear this. If you discover somewhere down the line that this isn't working, it's fine to break it back apart, but to the extent that we can clump things together and move things along, I think this is a good idea. So why don't we tentatively go ahead and leave them together, and the combined, I'll make up a list of the combined people after the call, and send you all email. Now, I'm going to do the same sort of thing when we get down here, because it was this one. I think I'm going to save this discussion for later. There was another one that we combined, which was response consistency and accessibility. But I'm leaving the whole policy series of questions for another day. I really want to get us started basically on three subgroups: the framing one and the technical one. So we've got three things: authoritativeness, stability and data escrow, and synchronization and migration. I think that's enough activity to sort of get underway without overwhelming ourselves with things to do. I'm going to suggest that we just go ahead with three. Oh, Tim's got something in the chat. I don't think they are identical. Didn't mean that. Just that there was more overlap than not, so combining them might be more efficient. Yeah, I think that's actually the right way to say it, Tim, is that we don't want to separate these issues necessarily for the report. Certainly we have to circle back to these topics and have answers, but that the group is well positioned to do them sort of at the same time. That said, I want to spend some time on sort of the logistics of how we work. This idea of subgroups is good news in one sense. It makes the work on these calls a bit less overwhelming, and it also allows us to do work in parallel. And it also allows us to do work with people who are more focused on a given issue. On the other hand, it makes it a little more complicated to coordinate. And so what would be very helpful is if folks on the call could, if people in these groups could volunteer to lead one of them, so that there's sort of a point of coordination with the rest of us. And so I want you to think about that while I talk about a couple of other issues. One of the things that I ran into on the VI, the Vertical Integration Working Group, was that we overwhelmed the mailing list with posts. It got to be completely crazy, the number of emails that were on the main mailing list. I think we had on the order of 2,000 to 5,000 posts in something like 4 months. And especially since many of us, English is not our first language, and because many of these posts are very tightly worded, it got very hard for people to follow along. And so my idea is that each of these groups would either have its own email list, and Marika has suggested that that's easy for the staff, or at least relatively easy for the staff to set up, or that my idea before learning that was that the group would work just via regular email, copying each other, and then once a week they would post their threads to the main list so that we still get them into the public archives. But we don't flood the list with email. And so that's one thing to think about. Another thing to think about is whether or not the group would like to work by email or by with a teleconference. The teleconference stuff starts to get a bit overwhelming for the staff to support, although a straight telephone bridge is relatively easy. But all of those choices are ones that I'd like to have a point of contact for, so that they and I can sort of deal with all this administrative stuff and not flood the list with those kinds of questions and not take much more. I am always very conscious of taking time on this main call for administrative stuff. I really want to get us off of administration and on to working, because the longer we administer, the more people we lose on these calls, and the quicker we can get to actually having substantive conversations, the fewer people we're going to lose. So for all of those reasons, I would really love to have somebody from each of those groups step forward and volunteer to be the sort of convener or meeting leader type person. And I'm going to take a step back now and see if there are, first, any questions, and then, second, if there are any volunteers who would be willing to sort of take on one of these subgroups as a leader. Don't all speak at once. Alan, go ahead.
Yeah, assuming, you know, we get reasonable administrative support to set up, I think teleconference is absolutely necessary. Getting a critical mass and coming to decisions on email is really, really difficult.
So yeah.
It would be nice to voice opinions ahead of time on email. Even that doesn't always work that well with busy schedules. So
yeah.
Assuming we can arrange a teleconference, you know, and for these people, maybe Skype would work and maybe it wouldn't. I don't know.
Well, and Marika says that they've got putting together a full-blown Verizon bridge like this one is more complicated than the Adigo bridges.
Usually that
and,
one. So.
Yeah. And so, yeah, I think that's right. Any other thoughts? I would really love to get a volunteer. Otherwise, I'm going to volunteer people. So, you know, it would be nice to get self-selected volunteers. Yeah, go ahead.
This is Susan. I'm in the car, so I've been on mute. But you can assign me to a group, to lead one group, subgroup, and just pick
okay.
whatever works. For you.
Oh, that's lovely. And just to make sure, this is Susan Kawaguchi, not Susan Prosser, correct?
I'm sorry, it is Susan. No, it's Susan Prosser. Let's call it.
Really? Her. Well, see, that's the reason I asked, is because you sound so much alike.
No,
okay.
This is Susan Kawaguchi. Thought that would be funny.
God, you're just driving crazy here. The combination of car and the fact that those two voices sound so much alike to me. Okay, it's Susan Kawaguchi. Great. I will take that under advisement. Anybody else want to volunteer to lead one of these? I'm hoping that this is a fairly light job. If it turns into a heavy job, that's, I think, my problem to solve rather than yours, because it is. So, you know, I'm hopeful that this is mostly a convening and not a heavy-duty writing, not a heavy-duty summarizing kind of job. because I'm hoping that a lot of this will be sort of self-documenting through email and so on. Going once. Metallitz, would you be interested in doing the authoritative one? Oh, he's not. He's on the call, isn't he?
Yeah, this is Steve. I am on the call. I could certainly.
I just want to emphasize that, you know, if this turns out to be a pain in the neck, we have to rethink it. I don't want to create a huge burden for people. I just don't want to have to talk to everybody in every group at the same time.
Mikey, it's Alan, a thought. I volunteered for a bunch of these groups, and I did that because as I was reading them, I don't think many of these things are going to be hugely controversial and hugely difficult. If any of them become difficult and controversial, I think we need to revert to the whole group to discuss it.
Right. I think that idea.
I think by definition, we need to document the things and address the issues in the charter. If it becomes a real dispute, I think it has to revert to the whole group to talk about. So that almost defines these subgroups as not, a major work of art.
Yes. How would you like to lead the stability and data escrow one, since you signed up for both of those?
Put my hand up and said I would.
Oh, you did? I missed that. Well, dang it. Okay, so we have our leaders, and I thank you all. So Steve Metallitz will lead the authoritativeness one. Alan Greenberg will lead stability and data escrow. And Susan Kawaguchi, he said very carefully, will lead the synchronization and migration one. That's cool. We're just rocking through this agenda. I was thinking that this would be more of the call than it is. Okay, so I'm going to see. Oh, Marika, could you help me out at this point? And I'm trying to put the room back together.
Marika has her hand up also.
Oh, and I've scrolled. Thank you, Alan. Go ahead, Marika.
This is Marika. It's just a question basically for the sub-team leaders. If maybe off-list, they can let us know how they would like to organize their sub-teams, whether they would like to have a mailing list that's publicly archived, whether they need any support in setting up calls, or whether they prefer to do things through the mailing list. So if they can just advise us about that, we will do our best to support the sub-teams as we can.
I have a request, and that is, why don't we do a mailing list for each subgroup, but let's also do a mailing list that we call the ops list. That's just a mailing list for the leaders, so that we can have a conversation about all this administrivia, and so that if a given leader wants to ignore it for a while, they can filter it and make it go away. So that we can sort of have a lot of these coordinative type brainstorming conversations off list, but still keep the ball moving.
Could I ask, when each of these lists gets set up, can you send out the participant list to the list?
Yeah.
With the major domo list that GNSO uses, they always block the ability to look at who's on the list.
Oh, is that right? Oh, those rascals.
Any of the ones that I've ever tried, it's always blocked.
Huh.
No, I'm not sure why, but it is.
Yeah. Yeah, it would be good to do that. All right. So, Marika, if you could get our agenda note back up. I'm done now with the screen sharing thing and can't find. There it is. Oh, thank you. That's perfect. And let me just see if I can rearrange things so that they don't overlap. There. Okay, so on to the next. Oh, no, I'm going to stop. One more thought for the sub-teams, which is a segue or a bridge into the fourth agenda item. And that is, I think that the homework assignment for the teams for this week is to start brainstorming a list of questions from your subgroup to a panel of experts. And we're going to get to that panel in a second. But we're making pretty good progress on finding people who went through this transition before, both from a technical and a policy standpoint. And so while we're getting that sorted out, I think it would be very helpful for the subgroups to start coming up with a list of questions that they would like to ask that group. And that way we can sort of funnel out of the subgroups back up into the main group and then out to experts. And maybe, I think it's pushing to have that expert call before we break for the holidays, but we'll see. Anyway, that's the homework assignment, is a list of questions for a group of people who went through this before. Amr, go ahead.
Yeah, hi, Mikey. This is Amr. I wanted to ask, in terms of setting up the mailing list for the subgroup members, is there a reason why these mailing lists would not be publicly accessible?
Oh, I think they will be publicly accessible. It's just what Alan is asking for is a list of who's on the lists, but the rest of us can go look at the lists through the public archives. And the reason that I'm suggesting that we want to do these sublists is to keep the traffic on the main list down. I'm quite concerned that the main list, if we used it for all the subgroups at the same time, would get very confusing. But I think if anybody would like to be subscribed to a subgroup list, I don't see any particular reason why you couldn't ask Marika to be on the list, even if you don't want to be in the subgroup. It's just kind of a traffic management thing. Does that make sense, Amr?
Yeah, it's Alan. Yeah, to be clear, when I said the group is hidden, I meant the list of participants of the group, not the contents.
Yeah.
Okay, great. All right, thanks.
You bet. Good question, though. Thanks for asking that. And I do have a pet peeve about all that, but I won't belabor that because many of you have already heard it.
I can't recall, but I'm muted.
You're unmuted now. Who was that? Okay. Wait, so that's the homework assignment, is to come up with a list of questions. And so now I'm going to turn off my screen. Marika, do you have anything that you want to share with us about where the subgroup stuff is at? Don, I see, is not on the call. So I think I'm going to have to leave it to you to sort of summarize, you and Barry, summarize where we're at on that.
This is Marika. So I don't actually have anything to share on the screen, but we had some conversations following last week's call. A number of names were suggested of people we might want to reach out to provide us some feedback on the transition that was conducted for .org from thin to thick. And we've been working with Don on trying to identify who those people might be. And his last email, because I know initially we're looking at a broader group, and I know that I think .us was mentioned as well. But Don has actually suggested that for now we focus on the people that were involved in the transition from Afilias, because I think he indicates basically that basically there wasn't really a consideration. It was a requirement from ICANN when that for the .org contract that it should be a thick registry model. So there wasn't really this kind of consideration, should we do thin or thick, what are the pros and cons. Basically, there was the requirement to do so, so the focus would be more on discussing the actual transition. At least that's, I think, how I interpret his email. So he has suggested a couple of names of people. that we might want to reach out to. From ICANN's side, Karen Lentz was involved in that process, and she's also indicated that she will look into her archives and see if there's anything that she may be able to share from ICANN's perspective. But of course, it's the working group could decide to broaden that group and include others that may have perspectives on the questions we're looking at.
Okay, I think that what this says to me is that we're close enough. Because I've been on some of these email correspondences, and I don't want to say names out loud until folks have actually agreed to be in the group, but many of you will know some of the people that we're talking about, and I'm pretty confident that especially for the technical kinds of discussions that we're focusing on first, this is going to be a very good resource for us to ask questions of. And so I'm pretty confident that those of you in the sub-teams who are coming up with questions can rest assured that this is a group that can do a pretty good job of giving us at least historical answers to those, and also provide a pretty good base for some healthy debate about some of the pros and cons from a technical standpoint. So I think as you come up with your questions, you can be pretty confident that we're going to be able to give you good answers to those questions in the subsequent meeting. So Marika, as I suspected, could you sort of take the lead in following through on that series of conversations with the folks that Don has identified and make sure that they're teed up and ready to go and sort of have that done by next week? Do you think that's a reasonable time frame for that?
Yeah, this is Marika. Just a clarifying question. Do you want them to, just to have reached out to them and saying we'll be coming back to you with a list of questions and, maybe get you on a call, that kind of outreach, or you want to line them up already to participate in a call next week?
No, not next week's call. I think that probably we'll have a pretty lively discussion of the questions next week. And we may have kind of overwhelmed our sub-teams, so I don't want to put quite that much pressure on the sub-teams to be done. But mostly just to confirm their willingness and let them know that these questions are being assembled for them and let them know that I think that probably the way to do this is to send them the questions well in advance of the meeting so that they can think about their answers and maybe do a little bit of research. So certainly not set the expectation of them being on the call next week, but just sort of get this team put together so that they know that they are in the process.
Okay.
Steve, go ahead.
Yeah, thanks. I'm wondering, I may have missed something here, but if we get the coordinators of each team identified today, and they get started scheduling a call for their team and generating these questions, isn't that a better focus for the next week than having a call of the whole group next week? What would this whole group do next week?
They could digest the work product of the
I think realistically it's very unlikely that even we have to do a doodle poll or something to check when people could even have a call. So I don't think it's even realistic that we would have calls prior to next week.
Yeah, I know. I was sort of trying to slip that by you coordinator type people without any pushback. But, it's true that what we could do is we could use this time slot. Oh, I have to... Alan, is next week the ALAC time slot? So are we... I always have to check.
I don't
know what's happening with the ALAC meeting, to be honest. I think it was scheduled for the 25th, and we're trying to reschedule it, but I'm not sure.
Ah, okay.
Yeah,
so
Rick,
we're
going to... I confirmed I confirmed with Gisela that this month we actually don't have a conflict, as I think the ALAC is indeed in the process of rescheduling their call, and you know, she hasn't picked, I think, this slot as a competing
but,
one.
But in any case, the week I'm looking at is Christmas Day, which I don't think either of us are going to have a call on.
Okay, so one way we can do this.
I was a week out when I was looking at my calendar.
Thanks. Back to you, Steve. So one way to do this would be to just use this slot for sub-team calls. Is that what you were driving at?
Unless there's overlap between the teams.
Wait, Alan. Let Steve talk.
There is some overlap between the teams. Second, I can't make this time slot next week personally, but I just think I'm not sure it's realistic to expect that all the teams, assuming we set up all the teams today, which I think, is that where we're headed?
Yeah, I think that's where we're at. I feel like I have lists for three teams and coordinators of each, you being one of them.
So we're not going to set up the other teams?
No, we're not going to do the whole shebang. I sort of want to do three and see how we do on that. And that'll get us through the framing issue, which is the authoritativeness one, and the two technical issues. And I think that rather than try and take all of the teams at the same time, we'll do those three and see how it goes.
Okay, well, in that case, I'm a little less concerned because...
Yeah, I think doing nine teams in one week that's a bit of a stretch, even in my optimistic worldview. But my thought was that, maybe the teams could kick off an email discussion that just says, well, what kind of questions would we ask a technical type person? See if they can get together on the phone. If they can, terrific. If they can't, I think that the email conversations might yield a pretty lively discussion on the next call. Sorry about my phone ringing in the background. I keep hoping for it to stop. So sort of back to the original plan that we do the whole call in this time slot, and if the sub-teams can meet, great, and if they can't, no points will be deducted from your grade. How about that? let's see. Marie is asking, no, and Marie, I think that you're asking the same question that Steve just did, and my thought is that we'll wait on those other subgroups until we're a bit of into the work of the first three. I think part of the reason I want to do that is because of the logistics and the complexity, but part of it is because I think these first three topics, we sort of need to understand some of these technical issues before we tackle the policy ones. There is sort of a content sequence here as well. I'm going to let Marika go first and then Alan.
Yeah, this is Marika. I have a clarifying question on the technical expert group. Are we just reaching out for now to those folks that were involved in the transition of the .org, so the people that have been suggested from affiliates, or do we also want to include those that were suggested, I think, in relation to .us, or there may be other names that people want to put forward?
I'm enthusiastic about a broader group because I think some of the ccTLD transitions may give us different and interesting perspectives, but that's just my initial reaction. I kind of like more is better at this stage because I'm in sort of fact-gathering mode. So my inclination would be let's have some of those other folks in the group as well. I think that Next is Alan. Alan, go ahead.
Yeah, two things. First of all, could you put back up, or could Marika put back up the list of participants in each of these groups? It's dawned on me that we need to make sure the people who volunteered notwithstanding, that we have the various constituencies that are going to be involved in the transition. In other words, registries, registrars, and users represented on each of these. Otherwise, I think we're going to have a potential problem. We may well have everyone covered, but I want to make sure. Tim put a note in the chat saying he's going to have a hard time making it any time in the next 3 weeks. And I wonder to what extent can we try to set some calls up for the end of this week before people disappear? Because I think he's not the only one who the week before Christmas is going to be, busy, and clearly the week of Christmas and New Year's is going to be a hard time.
I hadn't realized how close we had gotten to the holidays. I'm not convinced that we can get anything set up at the end of this week. I think the way we'll do this is we'll do our best and see how it goes. And it's pretty likely that next week's call is going to be pretty lightly attended. The main thing I'm trying to do is sort of break the ice. It's not as though we have a hard deadline where we have to get a whole lot of stuff done. But at the same time, I always worry at the beginning of working groups that we don't do anything for a really long time. And so I think that the way to leave the expectation is let's do our best and see what results and see how it goes on the call next week without laying down a giant guilt burden. If, recognizing that we are rapidly approaching the holiday season and that everything sort of stops for a few weeks. But I don't really want to try and flog us into a meeting late this week. I have conflicts most of Friday, or Thursday and Friday. So I think that goes on the too hard pile. Yeah, maybe we'll figure out who can make the call and make it a subcommittee call. That's Jonathan's suggestion in the chat. I think the thing, let's just sort of play this next call by ear and see what we've learned from the subgroups that have done things and take advantage of the folks who can make it and not worry a whole lot about those who can't. Okay, I think the queue is clear, and I think we've got our next call figured out. So I think our next steps and next meeting are confirmed, so I think we're done, unless there's anything that somebody wants to bring up to the group. We'll end it just a little bit early this time, which is useful for those of us who have to get on the Trademark Clearinghouse update call coming up in 10 minutes. Going once, going twice. Okay. Thanks, all. See you in a week. Those of you who can make it. If not, have great holidays. Julia, I think you can wrap up the recording, and we'll call it a day. Thanks, all. Bye-bye.
Thank you, Mikey.
Yep. Bye-bye.
Thanks, Mikey.
Thanks.